Let's head to Castlemaine and talk to the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning. Now, obviously, we're all in the midst of COVID-19, but a couple of cases in Mount Alexander?
There was a couple of new ones, yes, Steve, that's right. So we're just really encouraging our residents to, of course, keep doing those things that keep you safe and remind everybody that there is a list of exposure sites, including an exposure map that's on the coronavirus.vic.gov.au website, and you can also call the State Government Coronavirus Hotline, which is 1-800-675-398. And just a couple of support services for us there, Steve. We have got a dedicated COVID-19 support line of our own for our residents, and that's for people who might need some help, support in some way, or even food relief. So that number for us is 1-800-512-446, and that's operational between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we've also got a virtual emergency relief centre, which you can get at connectmountalexander.vic.gov.au, and that's got lots of COVID-19 information, advice and support on it.
There's also the feds as well, got the special COVID-19 funding, meaning upgrades for local community and sporting venues.
Yeah, that's been great, Robbo. This is the second round that we wanted to mention today, but we've actually had quite a terrific amount of money given to us a while ago as well. But this one, second round, federal government local roads and community infrastructure program. So we're now into spending that second round of funding, and we've got lots of projects there that they just wouldn't otherwise have been funded by other government programs, or it may have taken quite some time for council funding to be made available for these projects. We're also really grateful for that. We've got some things like restoring the tea rooms, the fountain, and upgrading the entrance gates at the Castlemaine Botanic Gardens. We've got recladding of the Taradale Tennis Pavilion. We're upgrading irrigation systems at the Malden and Newstead Recreation Reserves, and we're fixing the fence from a fence at the Malden Reserve, as well as replacing the roof on the old church building that's part of the Malden Neighbourhood Centre, to name just a few of those projects in the $1.24 million that we got in this second round. So really grateful to the federal government for that funding. And thanks also, I'd like to say, Robbo, to all the staff who are working so hard to get those extra projects over and above their normal works done, and done on time as required by the federal government's grant funding.
It's the time of year when you've got some free green waste disposal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do, Steve. We do have this program every year, so and we know that our residents really look forward to getting rid of a lot of green waste around about this time. So between Saturday the 30th of October and Monday the 15th of November, our residents and ratepayers can drop off their green waste for free at the Castlemaine and Malden transfer station. We do just ask people, please don't include noxious weeds in there, and certainly we don't want any plastic bags or the like included in that drop-off either. So it's really to encourage people to reduce the risk of fire around their property, so cutting branches, hanging over sheds and houses, clearing out gutters, and generally getting ready for summer is what this is about. People want to make sure that they have got the right things that they're bringing in for that free green waste. They can check mountalexander.vic.gov.au and have a look under the waste facility section to see what you can bring in and what you can't, and when the opening times are. We do actually ask for proof of residence as well at the gate for that service as well.
Yeah. And finally, mate, a couple of newbies joining the council staff.
Yeah, very excited, Robbo. Michael Anear is our new Director of Infrastructure and Development. He started with us yesterday, and that's one of the two directors that report to me. Robbo, you know Lisa Knight. She fills in every now and then and has a chat with you. This is the other director, and his job is to oversee teams responsible for the maintenance and improvement of pretty much the Shire's entire infrastructure, including community buildings, roads, bridges, parks and sporting facilities, as well as many other things. He also oversees land use planning, development and building controls, environmental health, climate change response and waste management services. So he's got a very big portfolio.
But other than that, what's he doing?
I think the other staff members are working out job titles at the Mount Alexander Shire.
Yeah, business card on an A4 sheet of paper, mate.
Yes, he's got a fair bit on his plate, as does everyone down here. But he's come to us from having international roles with the Australian Red Cross, and he's led emergency and infrastructure responses in countries experiencing significant impacts from climate change. So he understands the challenges there and has got some fantastic experience and energy that he's bringing to us as well. So very excited to have him. And the other one is we've got a new housing officer. So this is a temporary new role. It's specifically aimed at maximising how much money we can get out of this social and affordable housing initiative called the state government's program called the Big Housing Build, which is worth about $5 billion in total. We want to bring as much of that as possible to Mount Alexander Shire. And the wonderful Claire Richards has started with us last week and is taking on that gig. And she's got huge experience as well in working with and supporting communities in lots of places, including most recently as the CEO of a not-for-profit that provided housing in far north Queensland. So very excited to have her with us.
Terrific.
And no doubt her phone will be ringing very, very frequently soon with people knowing that she's now on deck.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, welcome to those two. And thank you to you, Darren, as always. And look forward to catching up next week.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Steve.